you have to remember that Donald Trump's, despite his so-called vaunted skills at making money, he actually lost huge amounts of money. He had invested very, very heavily and dominated Atlantic City, and
right.
that proved disastrous.
A real
and
bad bet, yeah.
And without going into too much detail there, he really was down. And in around this period, we start seeing not just Bayrock and Felix Sater, but any number of different people from the former Soviet Union pumping money into deals and programs with the Trump organization. There's actually a quote in that article from Donald Trump Jr. where he's in the former Soviet Union, and he actually makes a public statement that money from the former Soviet Union is key, is the, I believe, a majority of their monies. And then you've got this Sater and the people who partner into this thing. And Sater, as we understand it and as he asserts, came up with the whole idea of this very fancy Hotel Trump Soho hotel and condominiums. It's a, you know, dominant building downtown today in New York. And that Sater came up with this idea of franchising the name all over the place, and that he would go and travel. And it's very interesting because he they had bilked people of $40 to $60 million, and he faced potentially a very long jail sentence and a huge financial liability. But the FBI decided to basically let him off scot-free with a $25,000 slap on the wrist. And they themselves stated that he was tremendously helpful during this period. And they actually, despite the fact that he was a convicted criminal, not just for that, but for something else, an incident some years earlier when he attacked and slashed a man with a margarita glass in a bar. And he had also been barred from, you know, working in financial stuff. And so, nevertheless, there he was with all these big deals. And so he is basically taking the Trump name on the road and selling it, you know, essentially sort of licensing it.